What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
What's up?
The Sky.
Terry Gatch Comedy Show.
6:33 for a Monday.
I'm smoking earwax with dry dicks.
Trying to digest all of our Thanksgiving eatins.
And we throw out some Jaegerade.
We ask the question, is it possible?
Yeah, is it possible? Have people been eating turkey?
Thanks for listening. All right, Bubbles, what do you think about Terry and Gatch?
It's just not my scene.
Yes, they're great fucking guys. I mean, I love good dope. And if I don't have any, I go to Terry. He's always got good dope. They deal in large quantities, like Harbor Drops.
And they're always sitting around baked, playing video games. You can see their units hanging out.
I mean, they make a shitload of money, and the cops never think about fucking with them, but...
We don't make any money.
Holy fuck.
Oh,
fuck.
It'd be hard to shit.
They're both fucked in the head, if you ask me. They...
Hello, everybody. It's Terry and Gatch, Western show.
It's going to be funny, though. Comedy.
Yep.
It's a comedy show.
It's a spaghetti
show.
Western. Or a turkey Western.
It's a turkey spaghetti Western.
Mm-hmm. Turkey spaghetti, that'd be good.
Yeah. Turkey pizza. It's Monday after Thanksgiving. Hope you survived Black Friday.
Hey, it is to get it out of the way. Pizza Now, awesome. I went there yesterday and I asked them if he brought their leftovers from Thanksgiving over to make a special leftover pizza to a handful of people, and I said no.
Well, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah, just stuffing and turkey and cranberry sauce, olives.
I got a good pizza Thanksgiving story that I'm going to share later, but before we get out of this, I want to let you know that this is a band called Volbeat, V-O-L-B-E-A-T. I got turned on to them by Death Metal Dave when I saw him this weekend. Mm-hmm. We tried to listen to it at my house, but I got a shitty reception. We couldn't get it to load, so I wanted to listen to it today. This is from Outlawed Gentlemen and Shady Ladies, and that was a little instrumental called Let's Shake Some Dust.
I'll show you shady ladies on the seashore.
Now he's going to sing to us. I don't know what I'm getting myself into right here. Thanks, Dave. I don't know who this Volbeat band is, but he brags about them a lot. He's always talking about how he's seen them live a few times, so maybe that's different. Maybe this is just a weird song, but
it's funny though.
It sounds like radio rock.
Crack up a little bit.
Radio rock.
It reminds me of I watched Dumb and Dumber this weekend.
Ooh.
Parts of it, you know. No, the first one, Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, cool.
It was on Comedy Central, and so I just watched parts of it. And it reminded me of that moment when they started singing Mockingbird when they didn't have a radio.
What do
you say we listen to the radio, guys? Who needs a radio? And they started singing the Mockingbird song.
Who was the guy sitting in the middle?
I can't remember who it was.
He was getting pissed.
He was.
That's all I remember.
And they ended up killing him. Spoiler alert.
Exactly. That might be a plot twist in a new Dumb and Dumber 2.
I was wondering, though, which one is dumber, but then I figured it out when Jeff Daniels' character was able to read the word the. Because Jim Carrey was having problems. He's like, tee-hee, tee-hee.
Yeah, I think Jim, you know, by looks and the way he acts, it looked like Jeff was the dumber one.
Yeah.
But I think Jim Carrey, as far as characteristically, probably the dumber of the two.
Yeah.
Both really dumb, though.
Such a wildly different character than Jeff Daniels on The Newsroom.
Yeah.
You know, where he's a total serious, like,
conservative. Or that one with Demi Moore, the butcher's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's been all over on the characters.
I'm fading this shit out, dude. What is your deal, Dave? Death Metal Dave. I've got sticky fingers because of you, so I'll forgive you. But, man, he gave me some earwax stuff.
Uh-huh. Smoking earwax.
Direct from Reno. It was cool. Yeah, I did do a little chatting with him, but after listening back, it was supposed to be an interview that we were maybe going to slip in here to the podcast, and we may after some editing, but I'd forgotten that we drank a little bit.
Oh.
I'm a little bit drunk, but who cares? Fuck it. Fuck it. I'll just say this is what I'm like when I'm drunk. Disclaimer, it's not really me. Oh, I've been on here on four shots of Jaeger before.
Yeah.
So. Fuck, I've been on here fucking wasted.
Rock Ranger.
So you
That's my favorite great rock song, Great White song.
I've never even heard it.
Wasted Rock Ranger?
No.
Oh, man. Usually you could get that on there. It's a B-side to Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Wow. Maybe we'll listen to it on Hump Day.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun little ditty.
I know the House of Broken Love.
That is not my favorite.
Oh, I didn't say it was anyone's favorite. I just said I know it.
Yeah,
because what else did they have? Rock Me. Rock me, rock me, rock me through the night. That's a fucking tough chorus to write there. He says rock me four times, and then he says rock me through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yep.
Heavy shit. Who was that guy? You know, and they broke up because they caught that place on fire and everything. A bunch of people died, and that guy got sued, and then they got back together, and then they would never play the song that they were playing when it burned down. Which I can't remember what the song was because
burning down the house. It was the cover.
It was Smoke on the Water. Actually, they were doing a Deep Purple Talking Heads medley.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Talking Headley. So you had to travel away out of the state for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I went to a military base up there in Washington. I don't know if I can talk about that. It might be top secret.
Oh, well, maybe, but no.
I did wake up to guns blaring and everything.
At the military base?
And people yelling, and it was scary.
Happy
it just turned out to be somebody playing Call of Duty.
Oh.
Ew.
How many, was there a lot of people staying there? Was that your relatives that were playing Call of Duty?
Yeah, it was, I went up there to go and see my niece and nephew-in-law. Does anybody say that? Nephew-in-law.
Yeah. I guess it's your niece.
My niece and her husband.
Yeah.
And their kid, Roxy. They have a dog.
Is their kid? Their kid's a dog?
Yeah. That's, well, you know, people.
Yeah, I do.
Their dogs.
That's their kid.
No, it's fun. We watched a good marathon of Impractical Jokers.
Right.
Which my sister and mom had never seen.
Oh, well, that's always fun.
And we were having some fun with that.
Yeah.
And yeah, a I didn't. Little tiny cheesecake.
I can't remember the last time I had to go out of the state.
That was. It's been a while for me.
And when
especially for a holiday.
I told my wife that you went to Washington. She's like, "Why?" I said for Thanksgiving. I said Dustin went to Washington for Thanksgiving, and she said, "Why?" And I said. For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I stayed
and
in a
she
TP.
Said, oh, well, I just thought that all of his family was either far away or in Lebanon.
Well, Washington is kind of far
it
away.
It is kind of far, but I don't know what she meant by that.
Yeah.
Do you have family that's farther out, like down?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Well, I mean that you know and keep in contact with.
No.
That you would, like, go to their house to eat
yeah.
their food.
They're in the military, though, so they've been all over. They've been to Georgia.
There you go.
And down in, what's that? Sacramento, but I think that was for something else. But and now they're up on what's McCord Field up there near Seattle. I didn't realize it was so close to Seattle.
Yeah, that's cool. So you guys kind of had to drive through Seattle up past it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
No, not through it.
Oh, you didn't.
No, it's about 20 to 40 miles this side of Seattle, I guess.
Oh, okay. So more closer to Tacoma. Closer
I mean, totally interstate drive, and then you get there, and you got to show your ID to get on the military base.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They pat the TSA.
They didn't pat us down or nothing.
The TSA, yeah.
Yeah. I guess if I would have went inside the office, there's a mural on the wall, and Flames has some relatives in there.
On the mural?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I have some old military people from a certain year, I guess, or something like that.
Wow. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
What a coincidence. You probably found this out just like when you came back?
When I came back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Well, cool. I only had to drive as far as Springfield, which wasn't too far.
Oh, really?
My parents
You guys
don't...
went out of town, huh?
Yeah. Just 30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife's grandma has been in... She kind of had a medical issue, and then she was in the hospital for a few days, and then they wanted her to go to this rehab center for older people. She calls it a nursing home, but we're trying to assure that it's not, because it's not. She's just getting there rehabilitated for 2 weeks, and then she's going to come home. But she got, like, a day pass, which makes it sound like a prison. But, so she, that's why we had it down there, because she couldn't have came to us. So Dana just cooked dinner at her house in Springfield, and we had her mom and her mom's boyfriend and her aunt and Mike and me and Dakota and Acacia stopped by for a while. So she cooked for like 7 or 10 people, but it was,
right on.
It was fun. We ate a lot.
Right on. Yeah, I forgot to mention, too, I went up there to have dinner with some pilgrims.
Pilgrims?
Yep. Yeah.
Good. That would be torture.
Well, I was calling everybody pilgrim.
Why? Why does you think the pilgrims had buckles on their hats?
Oh, I saw it on Family Guy, I think it was, when he goes, when it was back in the day, and he's, don't make me take off my belt. And he took the belt off his hat and started whipping the boy.
But it didn't tell you why they wear belts on their hats.
Nope.
Hey, we're talking about Thanksgiving. You might have not even noticed.
Were you going to tell us?
What? I don't know.
Oh.
No,
okay.
I'm just changing the subject because we're talking about Thanksgiving. So wait, I'm not changing the subject. We didn't have a show on Friday.
Yeah, we didn't.
So.
We were getting the buckles on our hats fixed.
We're back, though, today. We took a vacation day.
Yeah. Our first ever, right?
Pretty much. Unscheduled vacation day. We figured, you know, you guys were too full to be.
And how many shows has that been?
200 and.
Yeah, how many was at the end of season 5? It was like 202 or was it 152? Or something weird.
No, it got easy there. 600. It was 200.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so 201, we're at
232?
Yeah, 233. Today's episode 33, which would have been Friday's show, but we lost an episode once, but we scrambled and re-recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
You know something weird phenomenon that happened to my friends that do the Big and Loud podcast?
Uh-huh.
They recorded a Friday episode, and they put it up. And then over the weekend, they recorded a Monday episode, and then they put that up, they thought.
Uh-huh.
And it was Friday's episode.
Ah!
And so he went to find it. So he went to find it, and it wasn't anywhere. So they just left it up and see if anybody notices or whatever.
I've done that before. I put the wrong episode in, I think.
Yeah.
Mixed up a Wednesday and a Friday or something like that, I think, one time. Or I might have mixed up the labels of them.
Uh-huh.
Like the labels. I got an answer for you, by the way.
Why they have belts on their hats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hats didn't have, they weren't custom fitted.
Oh, so they had to tighten it up.
Yeah.
Got some circus music going in the background. So they could just like, that way it wouldn't fly off their head on the boat, or?
Yeah, I guess so. On the boat.
That's all pilgrims did was ride on boats across oceans, right?
Yeah, they were just looking for spices.
Looking for spices.
That's what they were doing. That's what that's what led to everybody wanting to sail the seas. They wanted black pepper.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine if you didn't have pepper? I mean, it was rare then for some parts of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they would travel the ends of the earth literally to find a little spice for their meals.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like black pepper, salt, one time was highly high commodity.
And where do we have to go for those now?
People died over pepper. Like, several people died.
Over
pepper and spices, yeah. And that is, I do believe, what sent
Hitler over the edge.
It was.
No,
His MREs.
That's what sent them over to America, looking for spices.
Yeah, that's what Christopher Columbus, he was off to.
And they found some spicy Indians.
He was off to go to India to get some spices.
Yeah, this is India.
Some curry and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now that we found India, which isn't really India, we're going to call the people that we found here Indians.
Yep. And then they started putting the cotton that was growing.
That cotton pickers.
Onto their food, and it didn't taste very good.
Yeah. Speaking of not tasting very good, did you guys have candied yams or sweet potatoes?
I don't eat those things.
I don't either, but were they served at your...
Yeah.
Okay. They were served at mine as well, but I did not eat them. And everybody's like, what's the matter with you? Why don't you like them? Who knows?
I went low-key, man. I went
Why
turkey.
Why don't you like the taste of semen? I don't know.
Turkey, potatoes, peas, and some gravy. I was very low-key. I ate some olives, too.
We didn't even have turkey.
We had a big ham.
We had a big-ass ham from the David Letterman show.
Did you guys still get tired?
I did. I smoked a lot of weed and ate a lot of food.
That'll do it.
It's worse than tryptophan sometimes.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the tryptophan.
No?
No, I like
all
turkey.
All meat has tryptophan, though.
I like turkey. We talked about it last week. You said, I like that fresh-cut deli turkey that's like sliced off of an actual bird.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, birds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very good. My niece cooked the bird, and she's a vegetarian, a longtime vegetarian.
That was nice of her.
So, it was her first turkey she cooked, and it was really juicy.
Is she a vegetarian with a capital V?
Like a vegan? No.
I didn't say vegan.
Oh.
Just a vegetarian with a capital V. As you were asking, I was trying to figure out what I meant by that.
Yeah, I asked her I did get her to admit that turkey cheesecake was her favorite kind of cheesecake.
Oh, I've never had that. I bet it'd be good. Turkey cheesecake?
I don't think that's a thing.
I did see, I thought that Pizza Now, our great sponsor, could maybe do this next Thanksgiving if they're into it. It was a turkey. It was a round pizza.
Oh.
It looked like a turkey.
It had a head attached and some fanned feathers.
Yeah, with a pepperoni, and then it had some bell peppers. And it really, if you just glance at the picture, it looked like a turkey. And then you look again, you're like,
well, turkey
that's
swimming in
cheese.
It's
a fucking pizza turkey. It's a pizza.
So was the whole crust shaped like that, or are you just saying pepperonis laid out like
Yeah, it was just a round pizza.
All right.
And then it kind of had the... And then the goblet and everything, the little thing that hangs down from their neck was made out of pepperoni, and then it had it was pretty cool.
I can't exactly
remember.
But you'd probably get a few cheese-only slices then, right?
Yeah. You'd have to spread it around later or something.
Have a couple cheese slices and then heavy pepperoni slices.
Heavy pepperoni.
I think that's a new thing that could be going on is just pizza shapes. You got the snowman coming up. You could do one in the shape of a Santa head, because that's basically round, with a little bit of rough edges for the beard, and then you put a point on one end for a fucking hat. With a little mini pizza right on the top of it or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of pointy hats, is that a joke already? I just found somebody favorited a tweet of mine from a month ago that I completely forgot about.
Pointed hats?
Yeah, said my friend said he was a math wizard. And I said, what does that mean? You wear a pointy hat and solve equations with a crystal ball. Is that a joke already?
I don't think so. No. I like it. Personally, I would cut it right off at the pointy hat and make it really sharp. What's that mean? You wear a fucking pointy hat? I think that would get a good
one. It's like Merlin, the math wizard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That reminds me of something. You ever watch that Ancient Aliens show?
When I first started doing comedy 2.5 years ago, I have some notes in my book that says... Ancient Aliens.
Uh-huh.
It was just points to write about.
Yeah.
And then
you're
I was
just writing a quick note.
I was like, yeah, write about this. This is funny. But I never elaborated on it, and I haven't watched it since then.
Oh, wow.
It was something about, I'm not going to be able to remember now because that's 2.5 years.
They're all over fucking the crazies on this show, And some of it, What I love about this show is every time, because they'll have somebody talking and then the narrator will come on.
Yeah.
And every time, the first thing he says is it possible? he never wants to say anything as fact. It's like, what if the art,
it's always
what we learned.
Okay. Yeah. So that sounds like it's something that Saturday Night Live would do a takeoff on.
Yeah, but, dude, that would be awesome.
Is it possible
that our learning came from higher ancestors?
Is it possible that I could start a sentence with a different three words?
And it's all—it's
no.
just out there in front because that's all you hear. But what's funny is this
funny?
Was explaining, you know, because for years you hear theories about like how these monuments are made with these giant stones. You know, you got Stonehenge, and how did they lift them and how did they move them? Dude, this is fucking crazy. But I honestly believe that it might actually be magic wands. And this is what I'm talking about.
Magic wands.
They have figured out how to, say like a golf ball, right?
Right.
You emit a sound at it, much like a brown note.
Right.
It will lift the golf ball. You can lift things with sound.
No way.
So what if you had, like, a horn or some kind of something, right, of some sort of weird animal that you could emit this sound that would cause the vibration to lift these giant rocks and maneuver them into place?
Is that kind of what they're trying to say?
No, they said, what if...
Is it possible?
Yeah, is it possible that the Great Pyramids were put together by musical instruments, just emitting sounds?
I don't know. That's weird.
But it's strange, though, how audio comes into it, and that you know, the brown note is a real thing. There is sounds that will make you, you know, just like that.
Lose your shit.
Mm-hmm, lose your shit. Probably one that'll make you piss.
Yep.
Your pants, probably, yeah, if you listen to that CNC Music Factory song, it'll make you sweat.
Or if you smoke that earwax that we got from Dave.
Yeah.
Just a few hits of that and I was sweating.
Earwax.
Thanks to Dave for stopping by. I was in the kitchen just doing something not very metal. Probably, I don't know what, doing some dishes or doing something.
Helping out with Thanksgiving.
It was on Saturday or Friday, I think. It was Friday. Must have been Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. Because I didn't see him Saturday because he said he was going to come over, but we had to leave for the comedy show, and it was an early show. But, no, he just came walking into my kitchen. Someone let him in the house, but I was like, whoa, Dave, I didn't even know he was in town. So it was a nice, pleasant surprise. And then we drank some of that Jaeger that our friend and a guest of the show often, Jerry Murphy, stopped by during that traffic jam we were talking about, actually, I think, on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had just got off the freeway. He's taking the back roads home because it was all the way stopped clear back halfway to Harrisburg.
Is it possible that traffic jam was caused by a visitor from another planet?
The crash that caused the backup definitely could be.
Was it a crash or was it a rubberneck circus?
I think it was a crash causing a rubberneck circus, which even a flat tire causes a rubberneck circus.
That's the worst, is when you get there at the head of the thing and it's there's nothing there except for maybe a car on the side of the road.
Doesn't it piss you off?
There's nothing. There's nothing
that
stopping the flow of traffic except for people just slowing down to see what's going on.
Yep. It's lame, dude. I hate those people.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dickhead driver of the week. Now that you reminded me of it, on the way over here today, there was a guy from California. And he was going like
California driving, I bet.
Dude, he was going just fast enough to like, he was probably going 56 and 65. And there was cars all lined up behind, and he was just going slow enough to where he would just barely go past the semis that were going 55. He was going 56. And no one had enough chance to get around him.
Yeah, that ain't courteous driving.
No, it wasn't. So watch out for this guy. See if his license plate was 4ES1343.
Ooh.
Dickhead driver of the week alert.
Yep.
He's driving on I-5 as we speak, I would imagine, because he was headed north on I-5, and he was from California. So, you Portlanders, watch out when you're listening to this tomorrow. He'll probably be home by then.
Is it an interesting when you just cross a state border and then you're like, you check out all the license plates right at that point, and half are from your state and half are from the other state?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, I know that person's going home. What were they doing in fucking Oregon?
But a lot of people, when you're just over the border, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
They might be going to the store.
Mm-hmm. You know? I thought about just, yeah, it's true, especially from over there in Washington.
Right.
Where they have a sales Vancouver. Tax. We do not have a sales tax.
Right, so if you live in Vancouver, why not just drive a little bit across the border to Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon.
Yeah. I bet many, many people do.
Many, many. And then they say, hey, you're from Washington. Why are you buying beer here?
This might be a good thing, you know. Maybe the property taxes are less up there or something. Because I think we make up with that with the property taxes, don't we? Or something like that here in Oregon.
Probably. Probably so, yeah.
Partly. Is it possible?
I couldn't believe how drunk I got on Friday night, though. And then Dave was trying to talk me into walking up to the bar from my house. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go walking around half drunk.
Probably cold, too.
Yeah, it warmed up over the weekend, as you guys might who live around our area know.
It's all the birds.
It was like a balmy 42 on Saturday night. Couldn't believe it. Didn't have to have the fire so stoked, but yeah. Yeah, Dave just stopped by, and we drank, and we smoked some earwax, and we talked about old times, and had a good little visit there. And then he was supposed to come over Saturday, and then we had to leave early. Went to the comedy show. Was weird, dude. You got to go to one of these sometimes. Bleeping funny. It's a bunch of old people, mostly. Old people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first three or four people were ladies. Old ladies, like, well, older than me, at least 50 to 60, gray-haired ladies, storytellers. They had a storytelling section where they just told stories. I'm going to tell a story about the 10th time I moved. Just tell a story about moving to Texas and then moving back to Eugene, or moving to Eugene, whatever. So they had some storytellers, and they had some improv, which they've lately been including the joke where they say, I like my blank like I like my blank. I like my women like I like my Cheetos. I'm always having to lick the orange stuff off my fingers. I don't know. But so they did that, and then there was like five stand-up people. Oh, and that guy that drew my picture came and drew like a collage of all the comics. I said, we're going to have to maybe commission this guy to draw our caricatures.
Yeah.
Because his quick draws are, you can tell who it's supposed to be. Like, if you know the person, you see, oh, that's who that is. So I think if he took time and maybe used some fatter pens, you know, do more of a caricature.
A larger drawing.
He did comment on the post and did not acknowledge the fact that I tagged him in the post that said, maybe we'll have to commission Isaac Paris to draw some caricatures for our... And then I left the little link to our site, which has the one that you drew.
Mm-hmm.
It was like stick draw or whatever. And he just...
The tracing.
Then Leanne came on and said, I couldn't believe how many people came out on a Thanksgiving weekend. And he said, maybe you're just a big draw. Because we were talking about... He's pretty funny. Isaac Paris, up-and-coming comic that just moved here from Alaska. He's been doing a lot of shows around town, and he's a pretty good cartoon artist. So, but yeah, and I've usually bleeping funny is just for fun and to test your skills of not cussing or talking about penises or assholes or shit. But no, we actually got some money this time. It was awesome.
Right on.
I got a 20 spot for like a 10 spot. 10 nice. Minutes for $20. That's $2 a minute. If I could just work 40 hours a week making that much, I'd be rich, bitch.
Yeah, if you could pick up a penny in a second, that's $36 an hour.
Oh, man. A penny a second?
Yep.
Picking up change is like a hardcore dance. Yeah, I was listening to it, and I didn't get to finish, and I'm pretty pissed because I was trying to listen to it on the way over here, but my phone is such a
fucking piece of shit. Mm-hmm. It might be switching carriers sometime if I can't deal with it. But trying to listen to the latest episode of What the Fuck, because it had John Heffron on there. Do you know John Heffron?
No.
Heard the name ever?
No.
Okay. I mean,
maybe.
I'd heard the name, but I'd never...
I know Zac Efron.
No, this is Heffron.
Mm-hmm.
He's a road comic. Has been around forever. Mm-hmm. And they get into an extremely detailed discussion about, you know, what and how to do it to make a living doing stand-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They said there's so many people that you've never heard of that don't...
Can you just get in a car and drive?
Well, you got to be... Yeah, but you got to be booked, and you got to have pay.
Do you have to be booked? What if you just go and hit the donation tour?
You could do that, too, but I think it's more they're talking about, like, probably getting an agent and having bookings at casinos and comedy clubs and whatnot, but not going that next step of becoming, like, a household name comedy guy or even getting a Comedy Central special. Just being a road comic.
Just what if you just got in a car with three other people, so you got four people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just go on the road and you just stop at a bar that looks like it's going to be busy that night and say, hey, can we do a comedy show here tonight and take donations?
Yeah, but...
You think it would be successful?
No, because that no one would know that there was going to be a comedy show that
yeah,
night.
But if the... No, the target would be... The trick would be hit bars that were going to be packed anyway because they're cool bars, but they don't have anything going on that night.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weekday or something. And then you got put out a jar and you go, hey, look, we're traveling through, blah, blah, blah. You lay your story out for everybody and go, come on, we'll make you laugh.
Tell some jokes. Maybe. It'd be hit and miss, I know, because the people that did it with Christine last year just tried to re-break the record of all 50 states in 49 days or something like that.
See, that too, because she had a bunch of shows that just canceled her, right? Canceled her shows.
A couple, but they picked up different ones where they just went to a place, like you said, and said, hey, we need a show right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that does work in a pinch, but Andrew Ouellette and...
is he Ushin? Ushin Ouellette?
I don't know. Maybe. He's and Randrew Roulette. And Morgan Preston and some other guys, they just did it. They just got finished, and they did it successfully, and they actually registered with Guinness before they started, so they knew what their goal had to be. So I think they got it. But I'm pretty sure that
they should try to get on the show.
George Thorogood did it like 25, 30 years ago.
50 states and 50 dates.
Yeah, and then the Melvins tried to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the Melvins, not even that they have anything to do with this other band, but they kind of do, I guess. You know who opened for Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden?
How long ago?
On Friday.
R.E.M.
No, but Peter Buck was there. What the fuck is weird with you, dude?
I don't know.
Mudhoney.
What?
Sold out show at the Rose Garden. That's good for them.
Yeah,
it's good for them. I'm glad for them. I'm glad that Pearl Jam.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and Pearl Jam played.
I don't think I would have went and saw
them.
Oh,
no. Pearl Jam played 3 hours. I had the report back first from Milo Amber. She said, I'm so upset. We paid a lot of money for these tickets, and Eddie Vedder was so wasted he couldn't even sing the songs. The instrumental parts were okay, but he just ruined it for me.
Well, he ruins Pearl Jam for me.
That's what I think. He wasn't drunk. It was just Eddie. That's just how he... I thought he was drunk because he was... They did Mother by Pink Floyd and Interstellar Overdrive. They did
what?
They did a three-hour set, dude.
Interstellar Overdrive.
And Mother. Two Pink Floyd covers in one night.
Yeah, but Interstellar Overdrive.
That's on
you
one
don't
of the,
touch that.
That's been on their albums for... They released that in like 2000. It wasn't a radio hit or anything, but it's been a live song of theirs. They're one of those bands now that pride themselves on never playing the same set list twice. That's what's garnered them as their Grateful Dead following, where people go to all their concerts. They can release 40 albums of one tour, and they all sell really well because everybody who went to that concert wants to hear that. I was in the audience at that concert. But so then Carl, big fan of Pearl Jam, Carl Sundberg, his second show in his life was Pearl Jam on the Versus tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, that show changed his life. It made him realize what he wanted to like as a young adult, and he said the 10 album really shaped his upbringing and alternative and stuff like that.
You know what I always said?
What?
10 songs that sound the same. That's why they called it 10.
Yayo, that's right.
I liked their first song when it came out, and then I liked their second song, and then I realized, wait a minute, that's not the first song.
Yeah, exactly. But the lyrics were really deep. The lyrics all
certainly
spanned the whole genre of from suicide to school shootings to
my first show was Pearl. No, it wasn't. It was Stone Temple Pilots.
Ah. Well, Carl proceeded to write like a 4-paragraph, very well-written, journalistic, something you'd read in a magazine review of the show, touching on the
magazine,
touching on every set and what the highlights to him were and what all the songs they played. And he never once said that Eddie was drunk or sang bad. He said it was probably the best show that he's ever seen in his life.
You know what I'm going to start thinking right now is that maybe
Amber was drunk.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was going to say, because that doesn't surprise me.
She was really stoked to go for a long time, and then she went, and she's like, damn it. They were
hype. It's
she's
like
I was, I mean, he was drunk.
Really?
Who are you to say?
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you got, you are down with the pardoning of turkeys?
We talked about this last year. Did they pardon more this year?
They always pardon 2 turkeys, and I got some stats about this year's turkeys.
Now, has this been going on before Obama?
Yes, this has been going on for a long time.
Okay, then I saw some Facebook posts the other day by some friends that were saying that Obama was making death threats on some sports people on their relief pitcher.
What?
Obama. Obama. It was, they said, and so I had.
Everybody's got a different name for him, right?
It wasn't.
Oh, bummer.
No, there was a team. Some foot, baseball, some shit.
Alabama?
Auburn versus Alabama. Mm-hmm. Good game this weekend, or last weekend. Everybody talked about it. And so someone said that one of the players from the Bama, which is spelled Obama without the O, it said Bama is giving death threats to the pitcher or something like
quarterback.
That. Quarterback. Oh, is it a football team?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a football game.
Sportsdumb.com. Woo! I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or to someone on the team.
Yeah.
And then I said, what, the president's making death threats? And at least he liked my comment. He didn't
but
say
But he didn't
no.
respond?
No. He didn't that's, say, that's, not the president.
He didn't like where your question was leading.
That I don't like sports.
Yep.
Because I got someone riled up before just by saying, oh, I heard the Ducks are doing really good.
And
he's like, what, are you a Beavers fan now?
Yeah, I saw that post, and then I saw, like, I got a text right after that that said they were down by, like, 20.
I was almost...
I figured you just didn't know the score.
If you guys on the other side of the computer there could see my fingers, it's less than an inch. I was this close to betting against the Ducks.
Wow.
Because
you would have lost.
No, the Beavers won, didn't they?
Mm-mm.
The Beavers didn't win the Civil War game?
No.
Oh, well, good. Go Ducks. I thought they lost. Did they almost lose?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was it was back and forth real late.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the Beavers won. I don't remember.
I have no
idea.
Once
the Ducks lose, they stop paying attention. Because that's like they're out of the playoffs.
So if they lost,
game.
Then you're just going to forget and pretend that they did win?
No. No, I don't care that much. I was sitting while the game was going on. I don't get the channel, but I was watching on my cell phone with Flames, and he's a Beavers fan. And we were having a conversation, and I was like, the Ducks, you know, because it was the day after Thanksgiving. And I was like, the Ducks just keep pecking away. Just keep pecking away at them. Peck, peck. And I was like, yeah, man, that's what they were doing. The Ducks were pecking.
That's what ducks do.
Yep.
Sometimes they peck at breadcrumbs.
Yep.
Sometimes they peck.
Yeah. Now, this is a fine-looking bird here who got pardoned. And, you know, these turkeys that got pardoned, it just proves to me that Obamacare is working.
Yeah.
All right, Carmel. Turkey. Is the name of this bird?
Oh, he even has a name.
Yeah,
is it a Tom? Is it a?
Yeah,
is it a man?
Yeah, they all. Okay. They are
the lady.
But he's a fine looking bird. He was born on July 8th, 2013.
Okay, so if he gets pardoned for a year, what if he doesn't even live till next year?
He gets pardoned forever. He gets to live life free, or he gets to live a plush life for the rest of his life until he dies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 38 pounds, 4 ounces. He's 2 feet tall.
That's a pretty tall bird.
Yeah, his walk is steady and deliberate. His gobble is quick, clear, and frequent.
Wow.
His favorite food is soybean meal.
Huh.
And his favorite song is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Oh, how do they know that? Now, come on.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
How do they know?
And the other bird is also a male. He's much more fluffy, but he weighs about the same.
Popcorn?
Yeah, they were both, caramel and popcorn.
That's some bullshit right there.
They were both born on the same day. This one is an inch shorter. One.
So do you have to be a certain age to get pardoned? You got to be born on the same day?
No, I don't think you have to.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Just
well, they like come from the same farm.
Obamacare.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
His walk is more of a proud strut.
Ooh.
And his gobble is more garbled with longer notes.
Garble, 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 garble.
His favorite food is corn.
His favorite band is corn.
Nope. His favorite song is Halo by Beyonce.
Why do they just listen to fucking Lady
Gaga?
Not Lady Gaga, but like female pop stars. I don't understand
that.
Because they're turkeys, that's why. Fucking jive turkeys. Tired of their jive turkey attitudes and their jive turkey bullshit.
Well,
so,
this isn't working. It's supposed to play sound clips of their little gobble.
Do it again. Try it.
Yep, that's caramel.
Was that the ungarbled one?
Garble, 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 garble.
And that was popcorn. He's a little more garbled.
You can check that out at whitehouse.gov/turkey.
What you talking about, turkey?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Obama said he was telling jokes, apparently, when he pardoned the jokes. Yeah, he said, the office of the presidency, the most powerful position in the world, brings with it many awesome and solemn responsibilities. This is not one of them. And
visited all 57 states.
Mm-hmm. He noted that popcorn was one of 80 birds competing for a pardon from the Thanksgiving table. He said it was quite literally the Hunger Games.
Whatever. Part two, Catching Fire.
And he said, popcorn. The other one, he said, you have a full reprieve from cranberry sauce and stuffing. We wish you well.
We wish you well.
And then for the other guy, Carmel, Obama joked, he's already busy raising money for his next campaign, Carmel is.
Huh. Well, that'll melt him down and put him over popcorn.
Yeah. Those guys are only 20 weeks old and they weigh 38 pounds.
Oh, wait a minute.
Man.
Carmel popcorn? Seriously? I just now got that. What's the fucking Carmel popcorn?
Yep. It is a practice that dates back to at least 1870. Abraham Lincoln is said to have saved the life of a dinner-bound fowl that his son had taken a shine to.
Huh.
And, yeah.
Well, what do you know about that? Turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I wish that they would maybe pardon a couple people. Every year for
that would be a nice thing. Well, there's always probably somebody worth pardoning, I would imagine.
It's always got to be a turkey.
Yeah.
Speaking of turkeys,
what's
Hans, where did you go? He claimed he was going to his parents' house on Wednesday and fagged out on practice or something. Maybe he fagged out on Thanksgiving. I don't know. He didn't really fag out. I'm just kidding, Hans. Now, I didn't know who this was at first, so I actually looked it up, but maybe you will. He's listening to some Krista Bell. Do you know who Krista Bell?
Krista, yeah, it's a bell.
No, it's C-H-R-Y-S-T-A, Krista. It's like Krista with an H.
It's Crystal Ball, dude.
No, it's Krista Bell. It's Krista Bell. You don't know who she is?
No.
She's
that
a
might
lounge
sound
singer.
Familiar.
She's a lounge singer that's associated with David Lynch.
Ah. Oh, okay. Then you've heard her probably in that one movie that was set in the lounge.
Did she sing?
Black Velvet.
I don't know. I thought that what's her name sang on that?
Alanis Miles?
No, that fucking blue.
Black Velvet, if you please.
No, that lady that played in the movie.
Maybe that was her.
No, you know, her name. Fucking, she showed her boobs and stuff.
It's been a long time since I've seen that
You don't
movie.
Remember that lady's name, because I don't either, because we're stoned. But, you know, the lady.
Her name was Velvet.
Ira Bergensplagen, Stocken.
Emma Bergnorn?
Hagen Stugenstig.
It's Isabel Rossellini?
Yes. See, all I had to do is do that, and you got it.
Was that really it?
Yes, Isabella Rossellini. Okay. That's fucking weird, but you just know that because she's in that movie.
Well, and she was, she dated Gary Oldman for a long time. I always thought that was a weird couple.
Yes.
This was back when he was making all those crazy movies like The Professional.
Right. So, yeah, he's listening to an album called This Train.
This Train.
She's pretty cute. I got a...
Isabel Rossellini?
No, Krista Bell.
Oh.
Not Crystal Ball, dude. It's Krista.
That's how she's answering...
The first three letters fool you into thinking that it's going to be Chris, like C-H-R. But then they throw a Y in there and then just put a S-T-A at the end, so it's like Krista. It's like Crystal without the L and add an H in between the C-R.
All right.
Hans, are you going to go see her? She's touring. Hans. Bueller. Huh? Bueller.
Hans, do you own any dogs?
I think they have little toy dogs.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. Write us and tell us.
Yeah.
Did you say that somebody actually answered my post on Facebook?
Yeah. They wanted to talk about puns about dead people. Shout out to Mike McGowan.
Hey, speaking of that, Friday night, he's going to be down there at Denny's with us for the Grand Slam.
What?
Yeah, it's this Friday. Can you believe it? You got your 700 words done yet? You got 350.
No, I had about 500 last look, but I got some notes.
Cool.
And I was looking at it.
Right on.
Yay.
Yeah, so yeah, that's Friday. Don't forget, you guys. I almost forgot to remind you that it's Friday night. It's going to start about 9 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. Get there at 9. It's going to be so packed, you're going to want to get a spot. It's a free show, but if you feel like giving a little donation to the traveling comics who traveled nearly an hour from Eugene, it's almost an hour from Eugene up here to Albany. So
that's a lot of money and in time.
Yeah, and they're good at what they do, too. Mm-hmm. We got Seth Milstein, we got Mike McGowan, we got Mac Chase, and... I think Max Brockman's actually going to do a guest set as well. Wasn't there one other person? Oh, yeah, me and Gatch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's Chris Castles. He says, is life pointless? Is it possible that life is pointless?
I don't know. Is life a pencil?
Did you break your pencil and best puns about celebrity deaths? Okay. Paul Walker from Fast and Furious.
Yep.
Looks like he should have been walking.
He should have been walking.
And I guess...
Another thing he should have been doing was maybe driving, since he was the professional driver.
He was an actor.
Oh.
And I got some other people on Facebook that were saying that it was bullshit because those aren't the only movies that he was in.
Okay. They're not?
Okay.
That's what made him famous, and that's what he was known for, and he was working on part 7.
My 15-year-old daughter shed a tear when she found out, and I was being all hard about it.
I
go, fuck yeah, his daddy died in a car crash. Isn't that ironic? Fast and Furious, not so furious anymore.
You know what I said when I heard he died?
What?
Who?
I almost posted Paul Who. It's like, well, if he would have lived, he would have had to use a walker, probably.
Ah!
Ah, that's a celebrity death pun right there. Okay, and the only other post on that was, glad to see that Texas is doing you some good, Chris, after he asked, is life pointless? Of course, Chris, life is not pointless. You work the late night shift at a very hip bar in one of the hippest towns. Did you know that Austin, Texas, that you live in right there, Chris Castles, is the ninth, check it out, not double digits, the ninth largest city in the United States of America. And it did not used to be. It fucking blew up. You are the one, Chris, that pushed it over the edge.
You are the one, Chris, that pushed it over the edge.
So if life
was the Alamo burning down.
And now you have caused Gatch to burst into song. And I hope that you feel better. And I hope that you're doing some cool comedy shows down there, buddy.
I'm going to tell you something crazy. And it's going to prove that life isn't pointless for these two people.
Okay. Two people. Name them.
There is a Edwin Booth.
I recognize the name, but I can't put a face to it.
Son of John Wilkes.
Oh, yeah. Me and that guy, we used to party back in the early 1900s.
He once saved a guy from serious injury or death. It occurred on a train platform around 1864. No, wait, this was his brother. Sorry, Edwin Booth was John Wilkes' brother.
Oh, then that was his uncle that I used to, his grandson's sister that I used to party with.
Yep.
She was a slut.
Yeah, there were passengers that were late at night purchasing their sleeping car places from the conductor. And, there was a narrow space and some crowding, and he saved a guy who almost died.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, that person happened to be Abraham Lincoln's son.
O-M-G. That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Have you seen the comparisons or the opposite comparisons between Abraham Lincoln and Kennedy?
Yeah. Yep.
One of their killers went from one place to the other, and the other went from the other place to another.
It was like 30,000 of them, isn't there?
At least 29,000 of those. But yeah. You know, I noticed after getting that little comment from Mike McGowan, we haven't talked about celebrity deaths in quite some time.
No, we haven't.
Why? Are they not dead? Are they not dying? Are people not dying?
Oh, yeah. Well, my phone reset and I lost that app.
Oh, well, darn it.
I guess I could still look it up.
No, it's okay. We got some. We just got a picture of, what was his name again? Paul who?
Paul
Walker.
Yeah.
Paul Walker.
On October 15th, 1952. You remember that date?
October. No, I wasn't around yet.
Robert Patterson, this guy, right?
This guy.
One T in the Patterson.
Okay.
Right? He tried to board an Amtrak train from Phoenix to Los Angeles.
All right.
The conductor told him that Robert Patterson was already on board.
Whoa.
After a quick check, they discovered that both men had tickets. Both men were similar height, weight, and appearance, and both named Robert Patterson.
Whoa, dude.
On the way to L.A., the train made an emergency stop in Barstow to pick up another passenger. You know, want to guess what his name was?
Robert Patterson.
It was.
Oh, my God. Was it the actor?
He was also similar in appearance to the first two.
Well, they were probably all related.
And they were all headed to L.A.
Once
the train arrived in Los Angeles and the three Robert Pattersons got off and went their separate ways.
They had a three-way.
The baggage was unloaded and another passenger got on board named Robert Patterson.
Oh, my God. And then they all got their bags mixed up?
No, I bet you they did because they all had the same thing.
Hmm.
They all have the same bags.
Yeah, because they're all their.
Yeah, they had them under their eyes.
Was it Swanson? Samsonite. Damn, I was
Samsonite.
I was way off.
That was funny.
It said something on there like Swanson or
so fucking funny. Oh, there it is, right on the bag.
Samsonite. Her name's Samsonite. It has to be.
What I want to know, though, is...
I want to know right now.
If it was a Samsonite...
Is it possible?
That, remember, they didn't throw it that hard when it broke open.
No, they didn't. How did it... Yeah.
They, you know, that I would have been... I would have had a problem with that if I was Samsonite.
Yeah. They made their bags look bad, and they're supposed to be that commercial that's like...
Mm-hmm. King Kong can throw it out a window.
Yeah, it's kind of like a car running over a Timex watch. Keeps a licking, keeps on ticking. It's like, what? It licked it with a truck tire? I don't understand that. Oh, I forgot to mention after we told you that Hans was listening to some weird lounge singer named Crystal Ball. Oh, wait, Crystal Bell. I finally sprung $5.99 for MP3 download from Amazon for... The New Queens of the Stone Age.
Wow.
In its entirety. It's a good record. I like it. Even though they said they set out to write an album more like their very first release, which was more raw and hardcore and less layered and stuff,
mm-hmm.
he said, just, you can't force what comes out. And this is the record. Yeah, there's a couple.
Back like that, you know?
There's a couple piano ballads on it. Mm-hmm. Where he sings really high because that's weird and that's what he does.
I saw and a video Bowie,
yeah.
from 90 something or other of Ween pre Mollusk doing a song from the Mollusk.
Really?
Mm hmm. It was, they did. What's that one? Well, they did the Mollusk, I think. Is that the name of the song, the Mollusk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that song.
It goes,
yeah, and they said they played the studio harp. And I didn't know this of the,
Every time I hear that, I think of Wayne's World.
The,
Every time I hear the Mollusk, it has nothing to do with it.
That's funny. I've never put that together. I, remember that, or no, I don't remember this, but they were talking about how they had been recording since whenever they said, like in the fall
86.
Or whatever, with of that album, and it was a theme album, and Golden Eel and Mollusk, and the place flooded while they were recording it.
That's ironic.
From one of the hurricanes flying through New York.
Crazy.
South Beach or whatever, Jersey Beach.
Have you heard any updates on that documentary? Did they finish that? That Bukinish?
No, that's where I saw that video from, is from the Facebook page for that documentary. And I thought, oh, wow, I wonder if that's out yet.
Do you know what documentary?
I didn't really research it.
Did come out recently, the local lore of the great venue that is no more. Hey, that rhymed. Satyricon. There's a documentary about the life and times of the Satyricon Club, and it just premiered up in Portland at one of the movie theaters up there.
They should have premiered it at the Satyricon.
It's not there no more. They tore it down.
Well, you can't put a drive in there real quick. Can't show it on the wall.
Because I think they built high rises or some shit. I don't know what they did, but anyway. So yeah. Now it's available, I think, on DVD, and I think I would like to watch it. I played there a few times. It'd be kind of cool to see the history of the whole Satyricon and what happened after the fact that we weren't playing there anymore because whatever happened.
Isn't that where we saw Duray?
Mm-hmm.
D-R-I?
Yeah, in Vermocht. Dre.
Did D-R-I and D-I ever do a show?
Probably back in the day, probably tons. Because they were both punk legends.
And X?
X?
Yeah. D-R-I, D-D-I, and...
X.
And D-R, is there a D-R?
Oh, that
something?
Would be funny, dude, because, you know, if it was D-R-I and X and D-I, the flyer would say dry dicks. Dry dicks. D-R-I, D-I-X. Live in concert. D-R-I, D-I, and X.
Dry dicks, band name.
Dry dicks tour.
I saw a band name at... Del Taco the other day. It was called Epic Burritos.
Wow.
I thought that'd be fun.
They better be good if they're calling them Epic, dude, because Epic is a four-letter word.
I didn't, I was like, that's pretty big, touting Epic Burritos. That's what I thought, but I didn't have one. I don't mind their burritos, though.
I don't think I've ever had one there.
What, do you go to Del Taco for the burgers?
I'd never go to Del Taco because I don't know why. We don't ever eat in Albany very often. I like
yeah,
the fact.
Yeah, it would be I would look at you funny if you took a 30-mile ride to eat at Del Taco.
I go there.
Holy crap.
I go there for their french fries, bitches.
Do you?
Because what other no other Mexican restaurant serves french fries, period. Not restaurant, but fast food, Taco Bell, Taco Time, they're all tater tots. Oh, wait, excuse me, Mexi fries. Well, how the fuck are those Mexi fries anyway? Let's get on that for a second. Why is a tater tot?
They're tater tots.
Why is a tater tot a Mexi fry? How? Is it not French?
It's just a name thing. So
not French?
A tater tot?
No, it's just a reconstituted French fry.
It's a hash brown frozen into a cylinder.
Yeah. Yeah, they're French. They're actually hash balls,
mm-hmm.
is what they should call them, not tater tots.
Yeah, it's a potato cake.
It is kind of a tot.
It's a potato cake.
Tater tot's a good name for it, but Mexi fries.
Why don't they just? Why do they shred it? Why don't they just cut a potato out that size, like a little log, a potato log?
Oh, it wouldn't get done in the middle, right? Probably. They had a question on Family Feud. Fast Money. They're like, name something associated with French people. And the guy said, fries. Number one answer.
Really?
Well, food. Because the next guy said, French bread. And they're like, eh. He's like,
oh, French food.
Any kind of food.
I would have went cuisine.
Eiffel Tower.
I would have went hairy armpits.
Okay, what do you associate with Italy?
Boot.
And you can usually think of a couple things for each country, except when you say, what do you associate with Canada?
A hat.
a prime minister, I think, that I don't know who it is. I wonder if the people in Canada know that Obama's our president.
I think they know.
What about the people in the far reaches in the Saskatchewan areas or up there where there's nothing?
I think everybody knows.
Well, why doesn't everybody know who the Prime Minister of Canada is then?
Because they're not that egotistical to always be out there, probably.
I just wondered because I don't know shit about Canada.
Because they don't get involved in everyone's affairs.
Oh, plus, you know, their heads come apart when they talk.
I don't know the Prime Minister, nor do I know the President of Mexico.
El Presidente.
Which is also, on this continent.
Who's the King of Europe? that'd be a big job. You're in charge of a lot of shit. I am a...
Isn't they got the king over there in England, right?
Who's I'm the emperor of Asia.
They don't have any laws. The king
I oversee China, Japan, and all those North little Korean places.
I know that. King Jong-il soon, too, right? Or whatever?
Too soon. Kill Jong-un too soon. Kill Kim Jong... Is it Kim Jong-il?
I don't know. Kim Jong-il too, I think.
I bet they
There's
know how to...
Now.
They know how to say Obama, though. That was my point from the get-go.
You think they still have drive-ins?
I don't know if they ever did. Japan?
No, North Korea.
Oh, they just got their first Pizza Hut a couple few years ago.
I know.
Which is just weird to me. All right, well, hey, we'll wrap this up pretty soon here.
I bet you they don't even have white chocolate Reese's there.
Oh, man, they got those white chocolate covered Oreos for the wintertime. I saw them in the store the other day, and it's the first, it's the second today or whatever. We're going to go shopping. I'm going to get a box or two. I'm going to indulge myself on some white chocolate dipped Oreos. They're
I
really
like to
good.
Freeze Oreos.
I wonder if I froze those. I wonder if I froze those hoes with them lows.
And then dip them in batter and fry them.
Mm. You know what's not good? Chasing Jägermeister with Mountain Dew. Gross.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I didn't. I have before. And I even tried mixing it together.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
You know what's not good?
Why is it so bad?
Jaeger and Gatorade mixed.
Jaegerade. That stuff's awesome, dude. I drink that all the time. Purple Jaegerade. I wonder if that's a drink in the boss.
It doesn't taste good.
Well, some people like, does bourbon taste good?
Dude, no, but I wouldn't pour bourbon out, but I poured Jaegerade out.
Really?
Yeah, it
Who
was
gave
nasty.
You Jaegerader?
I made it.
The Jaegerator.
Yeah, I thought, oh, it might be good. It's just fruity flavor.
Yeah, sugar for some water. Reason, citrus and licorice don't mix. Or NyQuil and orange juice.
Now I'm trying to think of, do they make lemon licorice?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Grape?
Mm-hmm.
Vines?
Yeah.
I heard it through those one time.
Did you know the tomato is not a fruit?
No, it is too. It's not a vegetable.
Nope. They did that because they started taxing fruits and they didn't know where to put the tomato, so they put it in the tax category.
So tomatoes a tax?
Yep.
Fruits, vegetables, and tax.
They're neither.
How?
It's an ovary.
Ew. No wonder I don't like them. They're all seedy and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the ovary of the plant?
Yep.
Ovary easy. Nope. Oh, ovary fine. How you doing today? Oh, very fine. Hey, I got my statistics back on my website. Jump in every month, like 500 and some hits this month.
Right on.
TerryGile.com. Be sure you guys check it out. The top three countries still, United States, China, and the Ukraine. Ukraine is the number three visit.
Oh. Ukraine.
Yeah. Ukraine and then Russia right underneath it, which I thought was both the same thing. I'm from Russia. I'm from Ukraine. Where are you from? Ukraine, your neck looking at me. I'll fucking punch you in your fucking neck sack. I don't know your language well, but I can fucking punch you in your ball ass.
The tomato belongs to the nightshade family.
Nightshade smite-shmade.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a thing. You and your Google phone. Okay, also check out tagcastpodcast.com. That's in case nobody knows, that's what our show used to be called. It used to be called Tagcast Podcast.
Yeah.
You probably hear it in the intro sometime when we roll back old school. You know, that's what Big and Loud started doing now.
Went all retro?
No, well, they did their new theme, which came out right after we had that chicken fucking episode. And it had the chicken fucking the same clip in their little intro. And I'm not saying that they're listening. I don't even think they listen to us. It's just great parallel thinking. Yeah. We think the like, and then they play their old one every once in a while. And that's what I noticed you did. We never talked about it. You just roll sometimes the very first intro from the first seasons. And so, yeah, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link, and do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Black Friday's over. You missed that, but isn't it Cyber Monday today? Yes, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is the best day for deals on the internet.
Yeah, except for toys. You want to buy toys between December 8th and that week after, on December 8th and the week after.
Huh.
It's the best time to buy toys. I read that in a Financial Times magazine.
Right. So between December 8th and whatever other date he said, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link.
If you go to Amazon to the toys, and I do this, you just go and to like the holiday deals in the toys. They got great toys, maybe some that are slightly outdated or whatever, but a lot of kids still enjoy them. Toys like $5, $10, like action figures or... you know, those little, what's that game that they play with the Budokai or something like that? You know, those figures or even like a big stuffed animals you can get dirt cheap, man.
Right on.
Around that time on Amazon.
Yeah, they got a lot of great deals on all kinds of stuff, you know, so go check
hourly
that out.
Hourly deals. There are deals going on every hour.
Yeah, so go there. But make sure you go to our site first, tagcastpodcast.com, and then click on Amazon. It'll take you there. Same thing. You're not paying anything extra.
Nope.
We're just getting a little bit of a kickback to keep our show on the internet. So do that. And other than that, I think this is wrapped up for the Monday. We're going to say goodbye now. Goodbye now. We'll see you on Wednesday. We hope you're not too stuffed. Eating leftovers all weekend. Did you eat leftovers? Did you get sent home with any?
No, I didn't take any.
How many pies did you have?
I probably should have.
At your celebration.
I saw like three.
Yeah, we only had
five
of
us.
We had two pumpkins and a chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sell chocolate pies at Walmart.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
so we bought some Jell-O pudding and made one. I told Dana, if you don't want to cook it or make it, you just buy like 8 snack packs and dump them into a piece of in the pie crust.
Uh-huh.
Spread them out.
Yeah.
Chill them. You're good.
Yeah. Or you can make an ice cream pie.
You all, man. My stomach's growling now. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Rock on.
Go to pizza now. Now. And tell them that we sent you.
Metal. Or an Xbox.
PlayStation. Fuck Rogers, man. I'm going to Denny's.
Rogers this.
Hello, all you motherfuckers. Hey, wait. That's the first time I said that. But that felt good. So I'm going to say it from now on. Actually, I'm having deja vu like I already said that one time before, but... This is the plug section of the show. Hope you made it to the end here, because I'm going to tell you a bunch of cool stuff you can go do, like on your spare time, if you have any of that. Not tonight. I don't know when you're even listening. It's Friday, December 6th at Denny's. Not at Rogers. It's at Denny's. It's at the lounge there on Spicer Drive, right off the freeway. You can see the big, tall, yellow sign with the red letters and stuff. Denny's Lounge. The Grand Clam Stomity Stank, which in American language means the Grand Slam Comedy Night, featuring some Eugene comics that are pretty funny. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman will be making a guest appearance, I believe. We're going to have an open mic after the show if you ever wanted to try out your hand at comedy, or your mouth, or whatever you use to do it. So that's Friday, December 6th. It's a free show. You got to be 21 to get into it because it's a lounge, though. And we'll be taking donations. If you think that we're funny, you can give us money so they can have gas to get home with or whatever. Let's see, December 7th, Saturday, Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, Spawn, and Roadkill Carnivore. That is Toe Tag featuring members of The Accused, and they will be performing old Accused songs. So that's going to be an awesome show. It's at Slab Town in Portland. December 9th. Also in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater, it's High on Fire with Clavler or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but Jim Louder knows. He was on our show once, and it's hard to pronounce a word that starts with the letters K-V. Clavler? I don't know. But High on Fire, I can say that. That's going to be awesome. January 17th, it's DRI at the Hawthorne Theater, also with World of Lies, who've been snagging all the cool opening slots for all the cool metal shows that are coming to Portland, so good for those guys. January 31st, it's Zappa Plays Zappa at the Roseland. That's Dweezil and a bunch of Frank's former band members. That's what you're hearing in the background here is Frank Zappa. You know that because I've been using this for a year or more. Love this song, Black Napkins. Hopefully they will play it. Also coming February 7th, all over your face, is Victims of Internal Decay at the Tonic Lounge. Our first show in Portland in 18 years. We'll be playing with Spawn, World of Lies, Truculence, which I just recently found out that Dan from Truculence was in a band that played with Victims in 95 at the Rosen Theater.
Play Bart.
It's weird how it goes full circle like that. We will be playing Bart. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Also, just announced Death Angel, February 27th.
Death Angel.
At the Hawthorne Theater. That's where all the good shows are coming these days. There was some others I can't remember. Loudness is coming. Real Big Fish. I know you care about that. I don't. I'm just scrolling through my list because it got away from me for a second. Dark Tranquility is coming. Skinny Puppy. We'll have information on all these shows in the coming weeks because they're quite a ways down the road. Godflesh, Nile. And also, don't forget your weekly things. Like every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater in Salem, there's an open mic up there hosted by Jared Richard and sometimes Jesse Priest. Also, every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern, it's Mac Chase with the open mic comedy night there. And at the Green Room on 7th and Willamette in Eugene every Thursday, hosted by Nick Hough, or something. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's H-O-U-G-H. How?
Now you're talking my language.
Hough. Nick Hockaluki and Max Brockman. So, yeah, there's some stuff to do. Go do it and then come home and listen to us by going to tagcastpodcast.com.